Financial security is a very complex topic and involves very specialized knowledge. Wang Yongli, a well-known mainland financier and former vice president of Bank of China, recently wrote in an article that the People's Bank of China's foreign exchange reserves worth $3 trillion are currently mainly in the currencies of developed countries, such as the US dollar and the euro, and are mainly deposited in the currency issuing countries. While this arrangement is due to a historical background and structural factors, it is reasonable to appropriately adjust the size and structure of the central bank's foreign exchange reserves in response to the risk of asset freezing. Yet, foreign exchange reserves are an important means of stabilizing exchange rates and countering external financial turmoil. Their high liquidity is emphasized, and they must not be confused with fiscal reserves and allocated to low liquidity investments on a large scale. Considering the immediate needs of trade settlement and the constraints of market conditions, in reality, it might not be feasible to transfer excess in the US on a large scale all at once and convert holdings of US debts to gold in one big move. These are problems Hong Kong has to face as well.